sun sets in the horizon. In this palm tree silhouette smells amazing. Clap of thunder, homemade lantern. Somewhere in the Amazon they're holding me a ransom. Painted nail sun sets in the horizon. In this palm tree silhouette smells amazing. Clap of thunder, homemade lantern. Somewhere in the Amazon they're holding me a ransom.
Ladies and gentlemen, if it isn't that time again, it's the Square Disc Jockey Show. And that's me, the Square Disc Jockey, every Thursday night, midnight, and the Friday morning for all you squares here on killradio.org until 2 a.m. I believe this is the 11th or 12th show of mine returning. We're listening to God Bless the Child, Eric Dolphy. In Europe, Volume 1. Special guest artist tonight, Tracy Amos. She's going to rock some of her music for you to listen to. Pre-recorded album. Not live, but you get to hear it. Stick around. Killradio.org. Call in 213-252-0998. And later on, we'll talk with Tracy Amos. Thank you.
the sun and the rain, or his lovely promise won't come true. To each his own, to each his own, and my own is what good is a song if the words don't belong, and a dream must be a dream for two. No good alone, to each his own, for me there's you. If a flame is to grow, there must be a glow. To open each door, there's a key. I need you, I know, I can't let you go. Your touch means too much to me. Two lips must insist on two more to be kissed, or they'll never know what love can do. To each his own, I found my own, one and only.
Now, if a flame is to grow, honey child, there's gotta be a glow. And to open each door, you must have a key. 'Cause I love you, I know, I ain't never gonna let you go. 'Cause your touch means so doggone much to me.
Two lips must insist on two more to be kissed, or they'll never know what love can do. To each his own, I found my own, one and only.
is now.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is Square Disc Jockey Show booming into your eardrums right now. We're listening to Jimi Hendrix's song. It's called Astro Man. We were just listening to song number 11, I believe, from Tracy Amos' album, who is a special guest tonight. If you want to say hi, Tracy, you can just turn on that green microphone.
Hello, hello.
There she is. We're going to come back with some more of her music and a little talk about and maybe some improv. For all you ladies and gentlemen out there in cyberspace, it's the Square Disc Jockey Show here on KillerRadio.org. Check it out, myspace.com. Next Wednesday, Tracy's going to be performing at my club at the Knitting Factory in the Alternate Lounge. MySpace.com/Richards, RICHARDS. Call us right now, 213-252-0998. listening to right now is off the Round Midnight soundtrack, and it's I think Baron Genji's Nightmare or something like that, because I'm not taking time to really find out the proper pronunciation of it. But you do know what album it is, so you can check that out. It's the Square Disc Jockey Show. Right now we're going to listen to an incredible song, Pushing the Envelope Forward, straight out of the 60s, Eric Dolphy, a music mentor of mine, playing with Ron Carter, famous jazz bass player, on cello. I won't tell you any more about it, but you're about to hear some bebop crazy shit. Because right now you're about to get another hot jammy. Man, I hear something in the background. Where is that coming from?
I don't know.
That's pretty crazy. And I can hear my chewing gum going on. Anyway, number one off of the album entitled Who Are We Really by Tracy Amos. I really like this song, and you're really gonna hear it.
So cool.
Yeah, y'all. Here we are. Up here at KillerRadio.org is the Square Disc Jockey Showtime type stuff. And furthermore, it's every Thursday night from midnight to 2 a.m. in the Friday morning for all you squares. Check it out. The Square Disc Jockey at KillerRadio.org if you want to email me. T-H-E-E, Square Disc Jockey. Check out the MySpace site for upcoming events. I'm going to be spending this Saturday at Veter. What? I had two shots earlier and a beer? Something like that. I think I even smoked marijuana. If you know what that's all about for all you medical marijuana people. Yeah. Veta Supper Club, 1930 Hillhurst. Yep, that's north of Franklin. And south of the Derby in Los Feliz. And you'll just get to hear me. You know what you can do if you like start flubbing your words? I learned this from an ex-girlfriend who was in drama. You say red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather. And then you'll never fuck up your words after that. See, I almost fucked up my word, but because I said red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather. Everything, you can just hear it all. Hear that. It's hard to say it. Kind of, but it's not. Red leather, yellow leather. Anyway, so that Saturday night, I'm spending utmost hip-hop. All you current, like, R&B, hardcore, weekend warrior hip-hoppers, you can come down. Do come down to 1930 Hillhurst on Hillhurst, north of Franklin. And south of Los Feliz. In Los Feliz, California, myspace.com/Richards. All right, that's enough about that. Tori, Tracy, you know what I want to say? I've been telling people that you're going to be on my show. And I'm like, yeah, Tori Amos is going to be on my show. And they're like, really, Tori Amos? Is she just like using her name? I'm like, no, that's not her name. But I keep saying that. And
actually,
I know that.
My little sister's name is Tori Amos. And Tori Amos's real name is Ellen. Oh, sorry.
Everybody knows.
But we love her anyway.
That's funny. So Tracy Amos is going on at 10 o'clock at the Knitting Factory. That's like down there near Club Beat It for people who know what's up with Hollywood Boulevard and the whole pagan Highland Hollywood area of town. What you're listening to in the background is Nat King Cole. And I hope you enjoy it. So, Tracy.
Yeah.
Are you trying to change everybody with your music? Are you just expressing yourself, a music lover, musician for life? Where have you been?
That's an interesting question, actually.
I heard that Tracy Amos used to be a backup singer in Guns N' Roses.
It's a dirty lie.
You heard it here.
Yes. Dirty lie. It was not me in those short shorts traipsing around the world. It was actually a really good thing, really great time.
Did you have to rock like the Daisy Dukes and even further, like, what are they, thong?
They actually had these outfits for us. They were really beautiful kind of gypsy things with these high boots, and they wanted us to have these manes of hair and do the whole thing, and it was cool, except for the part of the stage that we stood on was like slanted downwards.
Every
big,
show?
Huge stilettos, yeah. Don't work really on that slant. So, you know, we just ended up expressing ourselves and it worked out really great.
See, I think I was a little bit out of it around those years. I couldn't get into most like clubs at that time.
We weren't doing nightclubs, we were doing stadiums, dude.
Well, I was still too young to go to Guns N' Roses.
How old are you?
I'm like 31, but Guns N' Roses totally seemed before my time. Like, it wasn't like a thing for me. And like, that was like late 80s, early 90s, right?
Yeah.
And I was way in the Fishbone at the time. And
I was in the Fishbone too.
I wouldn't go to a Guns N' Roses thing because they were too hardcore for me. It was just like,
They had some really beautiful songs and a lot of like inspirational stuff going on. It's like, it was weird. Like when I first thought of going on tour with them, it seemed very abstract to me because I wasn't really a fan. But once I got on the road with them and I saw the musicianship and I saw the amount of energy they put out there and the love, and it just was really an incredible experience. They moved thousands and thousands of people, and Axl really has a lot to say in his heart, and same with Slash.
And still, I wasn't into them. just because it was just like, now I'm like, oh man, and when I hear one of those songs, I'm like, damn, I've met Slash at a club I used to work at. He's fucking cool as shit.
What song do you end up liking? Like, which songs?
I mean, Welcome to the Jungle is just like, you know, it feels like a Los Angeles anthem to me for some reason. Like when you hear that and you're from LA or you hear it in LA, it's just like, Welcome to the Jungle. And everybody, like hip hoppers, will rock out to that shit and yuck it up, but they know it's good music.
Once I moved here, I understood exactly what he was talking about.
Yeah.
Because I'm not from here, I'm from the East Coast, and then I totally understood.
Yeah, I dig them. I don't know where their careers went, but I feel like,
hopefully they'll really reunite one day.
That would be cool.
That'd be cool.
And they've already left their mark, like, there will never be another Guns N' Roses. There might be something pretty exciting.
Yeah, I'm bummed I missed Izzy. I missed Izzy. I wasn't there when Izzy was there.
Who's Izzy? See, I'm not that hip.
Izzy's one of the founders and one of the main writers.
Oh, okay. And he played.
He was gone by the time I got there. They had a new drummer and all this kind of stuff.
What instrument did he play?
Guitar.
Okay, so that's some background.
Yeah, Izzy's a dope dude, and by the time I got there, they had a different, not the original drummer, not the original bass player, not the original guitar player, rhythm guitar player.
Wow, bare bones. So, you...
The heroin will do these things to people.
Woo, heroin.
That's, you know, I used to want to do that because I thought the only way you could be a real musician was to suffer the pain of heroin, but I realized suffering the pain of life is enough.
Once I heard that when you take heroin, you fucking get the crazy shits, so I was just like,
Oh, I missed out on that.
Is this what's cool about having fun? Just like, oh shit, I got a shit.
Yeah, like, that's not
fun. I was feeling really mellow, but oh shit, oh, I shit my pants. It's all good. I got no money and I keep shitting my pants. Can I have some more heroin, please? That whole like scenario, I was like, heroin? Are you fucking kidding me? I mean, opium, which is a derivative of heroin, sounded like more of a
peaceful,
yeah,
harmonious drug.
Heroin, kind of
like Valium.
Seemed like you got an ugly thing on your arm and you get the shits. Like, what the fuck is that?
I never was really into drugs because I felt like that's cheating, you know, to me. I do a little occasional smoke pot, da da da. Mm-hmm. But to me, it's cheating. It's like there's so much amazing, mysterious things to get high off if you really focus on the moment anyway. If you really focus in on the moment, the world is such a magical, trippy place. If you go into your brain and your feelings, it's a different thing. But if you really stay in the present now, it's a trip. It's beautiful.
It's a scientific fact, or at least, you know, through my medical marijuana.
Yeah.
No, through my, like, metaphysical education. I've been doing yoga for about 14 years. And when I started transcendental meditating, they said, you know, any type of drug is only going to give you a preview of something that you already have in your body, much stronger than, you know, what it is. And subsequently, I went totally vegetarian, no drinking, no smoking, no nothing for 6.5 years.
And how did that work out for you?
Really great. I mean, I got to a high that, you know, no drug has ever
compared,
you know,
right?
Yeah.
Me, like, too. My meditation is the highest I've ever been.
Yeah, it's a heavy thing, you know, the power of the body and mind. So
and
that's
spirit.
That's what I guess spirit gets forgotten.
See, because you said, am I here to change the world through my music? And I'm not here to change the world through my music. My music is an expression of my experience. But I do want to be a person that inspires other people to go higher.
Yep.
I think we all should go for that. You know, you inspire me, I inspire you, and we all go a little higher.
Yeah, it's a good positive, you know, outlook. You know,
well, going there. I just think it's ridiculous for us to do anything else. It's like, why will we suffer when we can all come together? We're here together in the first place.
Yeah, I can agree with that. ultimately, you know, I just like disperse, detach myself from all negativity.
Which already then you're bringing us to a higher vibration just by doing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
You're letting your light shine just walking down the street a little brighter.
Yeah. And you can't do anything with anger. Basically, like, I don't know, kind of backfires on you.
I've noticed that too. And I have to say thank you so much for having me, because usually when Richard is spinning, I'm going, wait, what was that? Wait. And he's then he plays something else. I'm like, oh. I'm trying to like make notes to ask them later what that was. And now I get to sit here and hold the records in my hand and say, please. And what about this one? And this Jimi Hendrix album, I've never heard of this record. It's called The Cry of Love. And you guys have to check it out. It's so beautiful. The artwork on it. And it's one of his more abstract things. I mean, Jimmy, they really oppressed him, which is so upsetting to oppress somebody like him. And
and he
they
still
didn't even
remains
get us
amazing
to see the magic, all of his magic, but he's still like so amazing beyond all the oppression.
Yeah, I'm glad they weren't able to totally just black him out. I found that record quite used somewhere. We're gonna hear some more off of that album as well as some more off of Tracy Amos's album. You're listening to It's the Square Disc Jockey Show. We're not necessarily done talking. You're just going to get a free form, whatever, what to do. Stick around. I'm about to go look in this crate and set up a record, but I'm here with you guys, so if you hear me, just come in. Don't be surprised.
She's that gal from New Orleans. They 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 from New Orleans. She looks so neat, and all the boys are wild about her. Cause she is so sweet. I'm stepping out with them high yellows, loving all the other fellows. Boy, that gal is really mellow with that honey hug.
I like how you're getting the skipping. We're in the background here talking about our yoga experiences. Skip, skip, skip. Want to hear me scratch a Nat King Cole record?
With them high yellows.
With them high yellows.
Boy, that gal is really mellow. With that honey hug.
you had when you began your blues. Lord, you made us human, so why should I complain? You gave me a heart.
When I trotted in little dotted Swisses, I was kissed by my aunts and my cousins and my sisters. Sad to tell, it was hell, an inferno worse than Dante. So, my dear, I swore never, never more. On my list, I insisted that kissing must be crossed out. Now I find I was blind, and oh baby, how I've lost out. I could cry salty tears. Where have I been all these years? Listen, you tell me, dear, how long has this been going on? There were cheers and some thrills I can't define. Listen, sweet, I repeat, how long has this been going?
Chalk that up to inexperience or just your disc jockey, your square disc jockey show. We're hearing record crackle and good music. So if you don't like it, you know, after that, I don't even have, if you don't like it, ... is set to right. Alrighty, it is the square disc jockey show. Here on killradio.org, you can call in at 213-252-0998. I'm going to check in on you guys out here in cyberspace and see what's going on. How many of you are tuned in to me here? Well then, let me see. What do we have here?
You go to our
thing that tells me that. Right up. And it seems that nobody's listening. That's not true. Alright, I'm refreshing here. Yeah, we got a few listeners out there. I think one night I had 13 listeners. And in cyberspace, that means that you got half of that, or like that times 20. So there's three listeners on our 64-bit K stream, one on our critical mass stream, and what else? Zero listening on the 16K, and zero on the 32K. So you guys like it with their DS. Ooh, four now. Damn. Somebody just jumped up in there. They're like, yo, he's trying to talk shit.
Open up and love will show you how
it works.
Girl, it's you
that alright, I gotta let you know, the guest tonight will be performing. The lovely, beautiful guest. I've been telling people this girl is hot to trot. You don't even know. That's what guys say so they can get girls smiling.
Yeah.
And I'm not lying. Get the girl smiling, and I'm not lying.
Oh, come down and check me out, y'all.
Yeah, she rocks. You know, you heard
Wednesday.
It here, and you're gonna hear some more of it too.
Actually, on Wednesday we're having a cellist and an acoustic guitar and myself at the Knitting Factory.
I'll be spinning in between the bands. We also got Asher. They're kind of like Morrissey meets like early The Cure, but like today's like Killers vibe, you know, The Killers. We got an artist displaying Zoetica Ebb. Really cool stuff. It's kind of like dark and like what's that? Carl Ryden or something like that. Ryden's kind of stuff. We also have performing Guitar Pollen, their band out of the Long Beach, San Pedro area. Basically, new wave, some new wave with a punk rock, like mature edge to them. And tentatively speaking, there will be a Funkadelic cover band called Funk Medics and Friends performing, featuring a member of People Under the Stairs. Last I spoke, that's what was going down. And you also have Kill Radio's own DJ Minute in the guest DJ spot at the end of the night, at midnight. So That's the Wednesday, the 22nd. And I want to see you there. Alright, right now we're going to listen to another track off of
Who Are We Really?
Who Are We
Why
Really?
Why don't we listen to the title track, number 12?
Number 12.
This record is available in Amoeba Records and on my website, TracyAmos.com, TracyAmos.com. You can also check it out at BlackBellUniverse.com and at Aaron Records and at all kinds of shops all across the country. I'm distributing my little butt off, so please support and at least check my website out and join my email list so I can hit you up and invite you to more shows.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah,
thanks for inviting me to this show.
Yeah, you're very welcome. You are very welcome to be on the show here. Man.
Tell your friends and so on about this great show, Kill Radio, and about Richard Ray, the Square DJ. Because he does something that's very innovative, and I think we should always support stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm trying to innovate, ultimately, without trying, if you get it. Number 12, the title track off of
Who Are We Really?
To understand the beauty in the words, you must be blind to what you've learned. Is it for real? And silly is the reason for the mask we hide behind. I can't believe. Is it for real? Hey, who are we really?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Shout it right from the treetops. No doubt about it. I'm in love, in love, in love. Bells ring. It's got that something. I'm sure of one thing. I'm in love. Flying. I feel like flying. I keep trying to reach the star that hides you. Angel, please don't forsake me. Fly down and take me.
We have 6-7 listeners now, actually. Are you guys calling your friends and telling them?
They're like, something's going down. I heard it's the Square Disc Jockey shows on Killer Radio. I'ma tell a friend, and then I'ma tell a friend.
And so on.
Yeah. Thank you, listeners. I always love you, listeners. You listeners listening out there with your listening ears.
I want to know who's listening. What's the number again?
213-252-0998. You can call in and you'll be live on the air. And especially if you really like it, I can send it to you. I can tell you where to go and download yourself live on the internet radio. And then you can put that on your reel and you can get voiceover work and become a big Hollywood voiceover star. And it all happened here at killradio.org.
Or you can share yoga experiences.
Exactly. Or bring up a topic of discussion that, you know, everybody is interested in, like Michael Jackson, or how good was Batman Returns, which I saw today, which was fucking the shit.
Was it?
Oh, man. It was like, it was so good because I could just totally tell you all the good parts and be like ruining the movie for
Please
you.
Please don't do that.
And it still wouldn't ruin the movie. It totally wouldn't ruin the movie.
But are you an action flick kind of dude?
No, I'm just a movie guy. If somebody can make a movie and finish it, I'm like, that's the shit.
I feel that way too. I want to do that. Do you want to do that? I recently, and it kind of scares me because it's such a huge endeavor, I've decided I have to do one or two movies in my lifetime.
I've been working on a little project with a friend of mine, and kind of like a TV show type deal idea that's like David LaChapelle and shit. Nah, it's not, but it's kind of like it. But yeah,
I can see that.
Yeah, I have a movie that I've been fucking around with for a little bit.
What's it about?
It's about kind of like a retro but neo today, less than zero 80s movie kind of thing. But from like a more like my clique of people instead of like, you know, I don't know, Pretty in Pink, Molly Ringwald. And, well, she actually, that was a good movie because she was like trailer trash or some shit like that. But it's like a hip movie. Someone dies, someone moves out of the city, and someone gets married, you know.
Yeah, like, goes through their stages of development together.
And I think I'm Generation X, if I'm correct. So it's like a Generation X movie, I guess, to make it like simple for everyone. Nothing to do. Yet I get a kick, yes.
He's looking for a soundtrack. I think he'll find one.
You have that already. I get a kick, yes. I get a kick, yes.
I get a kick, yet I get a kick, yes. I love how this record is skipping and it just won't stop kicking you. See, that's why people are tuning in, because there's like a ghost in the machine that's just like rocking this shit for everybody tonight. That's all I got to say. I get a kick. Yes, I get a kick.
I don't know why.
Listeners. So that means we have 50 billion listeners. 50 billion listeners. We still haven't gotten any phone calls. Is the phone in here? It is definitely working.
Reason to get all excited. Hello, Linda. Where's your old man?
He went out on the road and double back. And don't you know damn how to take the front way to get out?
Well, say.
What's all that trash in here?
It's a Saturday night. Lady is clearly white. Never had enough rent to finance. So to make ends meet, she sold hot pig feet. So folks could eat while they done their dance. Some clothes they did a low down hunt. That bite was the future of that bus. Down at the house and party, smoking to everybody. Got full of gin and corn and had their habit on. All night they kept on rocking. Big business for the bootlegger. Big business for the undertaker. Now Pistol Pete got Razor Jim, Jim got mad and right down at the house and party. While the song to be loved.
What'd I say? Good song time, Papa. And good song time to two dozen flat
times. Hey, hey, who's who? Ow, don't you step on my corner, I'll get something close.
Muhammad Ali, the greatest. That was off the soundtrack of original soundtrack, a Columbia EMI presentation. The greatest love of all. Yep. It's the Square Disc Jockey Show. The time. We have finished about 75% of a 2-hour slot. I don't know where we're going, but we're already there. So there, right now, in studio, we got Tracy Amos, who's going to be performing next Wednesday at the Knitting Factory at 10 p.m. Doors open at 8. There's 4 acts. I'll be spinning and hosting and drinking. It's all ages, $5 in the Ultimate Lounge. So y'all, come on down. And we want to play another one of your songs. I don't know which one you're about to hear. Which one do you want to hear, Tracy?
I want to sing a song.
She wants to sing a song.
I want to sing a lullaby.
Okay.
That I wrote. It's called Goodbye.
Hey, we could probably go out on the show with Goodbye.
It was weird. It just kind of came to me when I was working one of these day jobs. You hate working.
Oh, yeah.
Makes you channel shit, you know, those kind of jobs.
Dude, I was a undercover, like, security guard for a trade show on Monday. That's the weirdest job I've ever had.
Undercover?
Yeah. And, you know, I thought I was smart because I was telling everybody I was undercover. So it was just like whoever was going to be trying to do anything. Oh, well, over there, there's the undercover security guard. So you see him over there, don't go where he's at. Yeah.
What would you do? I mean, if someone started doing something.
Well, I mean, I got the gig because I actually did go to security guard school for a little while, and I took martial arts and shit like that. And I got a big stick.
Did they give you a stick?
No, I have my cane. And,
yeah, okay.
And it was just like, it was such a PC place. I mean, for somebody to... Also off the Muhammad Ali soundtrack. They do extended versions of these songs that are fucking killer. Yeah, I mean, this place was so funny. There was just like, you know, lots of like beautiful people, you know, and beautiful music, and people checking out fashion. And for something to actually go down, it would have just been like so not cool. Someone would have been just like really not cool to come in there and just be all like, yeah.
Right, it was like not the place for something like that.
It totally was not the place. So
that's why they had you undercover, because they're like, we don't need to bust up the vibe.
Yeah.
You know, with a security guard.
Exactly. Like, come on, man. Just do a dance. The music good. You got cookies over there, and hot chocolate, all of that. Speaking of hot chocolate, the previews today at the movies were cool, but the Willy Wonka movie, I'm just like, why make another one?
I can't wait to see it. They have it in the IMAX theaters. Okay, and it's Johnny Depp, I'm sorry.
I'll see it, but still, like, the Oompa Loompas don't look nothing like the Oompa Loompas, and that movie was a classic.
That's the best way to do it, though, is to twist it up. You can't try to make them look the same. You can't, that'll
no, I mean, either, like don't do it at all, or I guess it's gonna be good. I only saw previews, and
it's kind of sad though, because my son, he said, I like the new one better than the old one. And I'm like, what do you mean the old one's the OG?
It is. I mean,
it got me upset. He hasn't even seen it, and he's already voting for the new one.
You can't like upstage like something that was like, you know, made with English accents, and it's got the dude from The Greatest American Hero, right?
I love Willy Wonka the OG. I really am excited for this. I'm just saying, I was really upset about the Star Wars, though. Padme. They punched Padme's character, man.
I'm just going to die. My husband's legs got cut off, and he's on the dark side. I'm dead.
Yeah, all right, later. Mean, nowadays, with women, you know, so many single moms kicking butt out there, how are you going to have Padme go out like that? That's not that crazy.
You know, that's an interesting thought, because I feel like kids today got the internet and there's so much that they know. If Star Wars could really, like, do that, I don't know.
She just gave up.
And I think ultimately people are too strong to just, like, be her in today's world. To me,
she was a warrior princess, for goodness sake.
Right.
She's Luke and Laura. Luke and Laura.
Whoa. We're coming back to General Hospital. I used to watch that shit.
Luke and Leia's mom could not go out like that. I'm sorry. Anyway, sorry. Star Wars flashback.
Yeah, I got to see it. That's what I originally went to see today, and they didn't have it at the theater. And I was like, okay, I'll see Batman Returns.
I got to see it.
The previews for Fantastic Four, that shit's going to be killer. What else is coming out?
Oh, he's tearing it up.
Oh, yeah. You want to know why this record is just going nuts? Because the needle is substandard. I can't even scratch on this needle. If I like...
It's not the weight.
It's the weight. It'll just like... If I do anything to this like turntable, it just slides all the way across. I got a cool effect on it earlier. I can't
wait to listen to it. Oh, I'm so excited.
Well, bravo anyway. It was very fine.
She loved it. She likes it. All right. Well, we got like whatever. I feel like it's probably like a good time to like listen to the lullaby and start packing up and things like that. I got plenty of music in these archives on killradio.org. It's the Square Disc Jockey Show every Thursday night from midnight to 2 a.m. into Friday morning for all you squares. I like Richard Ray at yahoo.com, the Square Disc Jockey at killradio.com, myspace.com/Richards. Saturday night, I'll be spinning Utmost Hip Hop. The club's called The Do Run Run. Avita in Los Feliz, 1930, Hillhurst. And come on down. I want to see you there at the Knitting Factory in the Austin Lounge. It's all ages, $5. This lovely lady sitting to the right of me will be performing at 10 a.m. with a cello player and an acoustic guitar player. And you can check out myspace.com.
Wednesday, June 22nd.
Richards, R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S. If you were listening to the whole show, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather. And that's it. That's where the shit's at. You can still call in. We'll be here for enough time for me to pack up these records. 213-252-0998. And she's going to sing you a lullaby. You want to listen to him tear it up? He's probably going to go for a little bit.
We'll let him tear it up first. And we'll fade in. TracyAmos.com, y'all. Check me out. TRAC. And hit me and tell me what you thought about this lullaby. And I will know you're one of the listeners tonight. Our special guests. I want to know where you are.
May sweet dreams hold.
tales be your way. On your path may there be only sunny days. On your way, my love, ours was an easy love, a true love. Remember love that way. For when you came to me, I knew right from the start how the day would be when I set you free. Goodbye, my love. May moonbeams shine for you bright, and may you never have a long, 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 lonely night. Goodbye, goodbye, my love. I'll miss you.
Sung by a professional. Tracy Amos in the studio. Oh, she's giving up the kisses and everything.
Good night.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, good night. It's the Square Disc Jockey Show every Thursday night, midnight to 2 a.m. and to Friday morning for all you squares here on KillRadio.org.
You know what? Someone just came on.
Oh, shit. Damn, people are just like, wait, don't go. Well, we do have to go, but Tear It Down. Another track.
TracyAmos.com. Check me out. TracyAmos.com.